The Queensland government, it's calling for tenders to reopen a uranium mine near Mount Isa, and that's part of Queensland's wider strategy to restart uranium mining across the state. Under its uranium plan, it says it won't be exporting the uranium, though, through Queensland. It will only be going through Darwin or Adelaide. Does a plan like this require federal approval?
Look, inevitably, it would require federal approval. There have only been reports. There are no project proposals at this stage. There's nothing that's been submitted under the Federal Environment Act, but that would come under the Federal Environment Act. It's regarded as what's called a controlled or nuclear action, in the sense that it deals with uranium and the mining and movement of uranium or uranium products. So by definition, that comes under the Federal Environment Act.
Much of the uranium produced at these mines would be processed on site. So is it really safe to have processed uranium travelling from sites in Mount Isa all the way to Darwin or Adelaide, such huge distances on public highways?
Look, it's still an idea. At this stage, we've received no proposal because there's no proponent, let alone a proposal. So I imagine it's potentially, whether it's 12, 24, 36 months away from the federal government and the Federal Environment Department receiving anything. So it's just way too early to speculate on what at this stage is a general idea. It hasn't translated to a proponent. It hasn't translated to a proposal. So it's a long way before there's anything to consider. But if there were something proposed, by definition, it would have to be considered under the Federal Environment Act.
Although it is early days, though, do you have initial concerns about that?
Look, I think the best thing to do is note that it's an idea. I'm going to convey to the Queensland Government that, of course, it would have to be considered under the Federal Environment Act, and then it has to be considered against the highest standards in the land. But it could be 12, 24, 36 months before anything is seen, if anything is to be received at all. It may or may not even proceed to the stage of becoming a live proposal. We'll see, and if it does, then it will have to be considered and the law will be enforced rigorously.
A lot of these uranium mines are based in North Queensland, and therefore if Queensland was on the odd chance to export it, it would most likely have to go across the Great Barrier Reef. If that proposal was put on your desk, would you be more likely to consider that?
Well, my understanding is that the Queensland government has ruled that out as a condition precedent to any proposal even being considered.
And that's why it's come up, that it will either be Darwin or Adelaide. So that is inevitably something that you expect to end up on your desk?
Well, the Queensland government has ruled out the concept that you've just proposed, so that's why they were talking about movement through the Territory or through South Australia. So at the moment, there's not only no proposal, but there's no prospect of any proposal for it being transported through Queensland and out of Queensland. The only concept that which has been outlined has been transport to the west and then either from the north or the south.
How would you justify it to Northern Territorians and or South Australians that they have to export Queensland's uranium?
Well, it's not for me to justify. It's a proposal by one state which would have to be negotiated with another state or territory. At this stage, it's nothing more than an idea.
But it would still require federal approval.
Well, I guess you're asking me to try to judge on something which doesn't exist, which may never occur, and if it does occur, would have to be considered under federal law, and by law I'm not allowed to preempt or prejudge.